Welcome to Tech Bytes, a short, sharp, sponsored conversation about new products, emerging technologies, and all things IT. Today, we're talking about the intersection of NetOps and SecOps and how network teams can help respond to security incidents and assist the security team. Viavi Solutions is our sponsor, and we're joined by Charles Thompson. He is Senior Director of Product Management at Viavi. Charles, welcome to the show. So when it comes to incident response and remediation, what does an organization's security team expect from the networking side of the house?
Well, it's a really good question, right? And what it comes down to is it depends on the organization because every organization is different. You get into organizations where they say, all right, we've got a security posture that has a very strong and defined remediation strategy associated with it. Mm-hmm. And associated with that is involvement from all areas of the organization. In those cases, it's oftentimes very well defined. It's understood what the network team's got to provide.
Right. So what you're saying here is that there's a security event, you have to fix the security event. You have to remediate, which is to fix, right? Or react.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But the question here is, when you react, the question is, what do you do? What is the reaction? Do you, you know, cut off the internet connection and send everybody home? Or do you start saying, this is a risk which we can accept while we work on what our reaction is going to be? Is that sort of the extreme spectrum?
It is. And, you know, certainly there's quite a bit of involvement from the network team. Sometimes it literally comes down to we've got to disable access or, you know, try to remediate in the short term and then perform a forensic investigation. And that's most often where the network team gets pulled in, is the security team saying, we don't necessarily know a lot about what actually transpired. And oftentimes that's due to a lack of visibility. And so they're looking to the network team to say, can you help us understand what actually transpired so that we can ensure that this doesn't happen again? And also to understand the scope and the impact to the organization of what has just transpired.
Okay. So before we leap into the actual product we want to talk about today, why don't you just quickly summarize in, you know, 90 seconds, Viavi's history and how the Observer product family works.
Yeah, so the background of the Observer product family is a foundation that started in 1994 and evolved up from the core elements of protocol analysis all the way up to where it sits today, which is a balance between user experience management and security forensics.
Now, it used to be a packet capture tool. We used to have it on our laptops and plug it into the network and capture packets, and it would give us analysis. So over the last, you know, so as you said, 1994. So what's that, 20 years, 25 years? This product has evolved and adapted as the market's grown and compute power's grown, right?
Yeah. I mean, from data source inclusion to, you know, DPI and machine learning and all these other elements, technology has really expanded what can be done with the raw content that you acquire from packets or from flow data or from SNMP WMI and all these different sources.
So I'm assuming that if we're talking about a security incident, the security team is going to come to the networking team and they're going to want things like flow records. They're going to want to know hop by hop how the attacker or the attack moved through the organization. They may even want full packet capture to review the play and see what happened.
They need to understand scope and impact and the who, what, where, and when. Hmm. And that's what they're helping the network teams can help them with.
So the challenge here is that if you're capturing packets, you've got a substantial challenge. You've got volumes. And if you're capturing flows, you either which way, you've still got to do the analysis and come up with the answer. So if each team has different forensic tools, how does that challenge? How do you bring that together into a unified view and agree that this is what the attacker did?
Well, it comes down to depth and breadth, right? So flow gives you an incredibly wide breadth of visibility. Packets and capture to disk gives you an incredible depth of visibility and what transpired. When you start dealing with disparate tools, then you start running into the questions of, is my data more accurate than yours? Or was my perspective more relevant than yours? And this goes down to the core issue here, which is IT operations groups acting in silos and not actually acting as a unified unit where you've got a strategy and you've got a posture and there are multiple teams involved at the various steps.
And you sound like, I'm just thinking there. So you're saying to me that flows is a bit like watching an image on a crime show, and they go, can you enhance that? And they enhance, and then they and suddenly they've zoomed in so far that they can read that a number plate. And you just know. So to me, flows and packets is that you can flows give you that overall picture, a bit like a painting. But when you try and zoom in, all the data is lost, and that's when you need the packet capture data.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, that's
there's
very good
more
analogy.
Than one way. Yeah, you know, enhance. So how does Viavi bring this together? How does this end user experience perspective help in remediation?
Well, so when you're dealing with remediation, it's about being able to understand, like I said, the who, what, where, and when, right? Being able to drill in and understand what transpired, what resources were accessed, you know, just how widespread was this, especially when you're dealing with things like compliance issues, right? Because compliance issues literally say you have to be able to report out in a certain amount of time what transpired, what was jeopardized, and just how widespread and how many people were affected.
Yeah, so that's a scope issue, right? You have to understand the scope of the incident.
Right. It's the scope and the impact. Where user experience comes into play is that in almost every security incident that occurs, change has to happen on the network in almost every security incident, right? And so what you want to be able to do is after you've researched the issue, understood scope and impact, and made the appropriate changes so that it won't happen again, you want to be able to ensure that your users get back to doing what they were able to do previously. And so user experience monitoring allows you to be able to do exactly that.
So you're able to say that it's all clear. What you're saying here is I can see that the system's been fixed. You combined the Observer product portfolio packets flows with in threat analytics and threat intelligence to say the event's been patched. Is that what you're driving into?
Yes. The issue's been fixed and the users are back to being able to operate normally in the environment. They're not on lockdown anymore. They're not having restricted access and their performance hasn't degraded in any way.
Right. Because there's also an aspect of ERV Observer platforms, which is performance monitoring. That's the key part. NPMD, network performance monitoring and diagnostics, right?
That's the double edge of the sword, right? The first half is the security forensics, and the second half is the performance and experience monitoring.
So one of the new tools that Viavi has come out with recently is Gigaflow. Can you tell us how this fits into the picture?
Well, Gigaflow offers quite a bit of breadth because it leverages Flow as a primary technology, but then it enhances all that Flow information with syslog data and SNMP data and ARP tables, CAM tables, all these different pieces and parts of information to create what we term an enriched Flow record, and then be able to compare that against blacklists, user profiles. It expands the breadth and the visibility of the portfolio to understand and investigate security incidents.
Okay, so what you're saying here is that you're using the Flow data as part of the Observer platform, so that you've got all these different things that we talked about into network performance and diagnostics. And you're now saying, I want to be able to use this as a security tool, the same tool I'm using for my performance monitoring now as a security tool, and turn it into something where you can say, what, investigate? What did this host do when? Or is it detecting and then alerting? Which part of those features is it? Or is it all of them?
It's a bit of all of them. The focus really being on security forensics. What transpired? How did it transpire? Why was it allowed to transpire? And then obviously understanding the scope and impact for the organization. The goal obviously being to remediate the issue, ensure that it doesn't happen again, and put your organization in a position where you're acting with insight. You're acting with intelligence. You know what occurred. You're not guessing. You're not trying to do your best.
And can you drill down a little bit more on this notion of enriched Flow and just what you mean by that? What other data sources you're taking in?
Well, standard Flow data comes directly out of the infrastructure, and it says here's who talked to whom and a bit of information about perhaps what they talked about. Enriched Flow data actually layers atop where they were talking, how they were communicating, what rules within the infrastructure allowed them to communicate, and all these other pieces of information to take what had traditionally just been who's talking to whom and turn it into why were they allowed to talk and how was that able to transpire?
I got you. So what you're saying is the Observer product family, you know, the GigaStore, the Observer Live, the Observer Analyzer, and all those tools were really about using packets to monitor the user experience and to watch the applications as they run across the network. Gigaflow is really about using flow-based analysis to combine all of the Flow services, and then that can feed into network security insights. So you can feed the Flow data to a security engine and start to see it, whereas the packet capture engines are much more focused on forensic tooling.
Yeah, think about it from a top-down level, right? Casting a very wide net to gather an understanding of what's happening within the environment with Flow, and then being able to microscope it down to know exactly what transacted at the individual packet level.
So I would have Observer GigaFlow in my network. It would be doing something, and then all of a sudden you'd go like, I've definitely got a threat around this server. Click, click. Okay, I can see the threat hit this server. Now I can click over to my Observer Analyzer and start to look at the actual forensic data flows coming off my Observer GigaStore box that I've got.
Yep, exactly right. Fully integrated. You say, I think this is a threat coming from Flow. Show me the packets.
And then the Observer Analyzer product restitches all the packets together into a flow so you can actually see what's happening. It's not just a start calculating packets and seeing what's in, you know, and guessing. It's actually a full analytics engine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not the days of old where it's just a simple three-pane display and the analyst is left trying to figure out what transpired to the best of their ability. This is full, you know, machine learning and deep packet inspection technologies and helping the analyst to understand all the way up to and including reconstructing the content to actually see what was being transacted.
Can I start with GigaFlow on its own and then move to the packet engines later?
Absolutely.
Right. So if I'm looking for a flow tool, knowing that I want to build a security platform or SecOps platform around that, I could start with GigaFlow, get the flow data in, stabilize that in my project, and then start to budget for the observer analytics platforms, say, at, you know, 3, 6, 9 months down the pipe.
And it's a very common approach, right? As you start to realize that remediation has got to be a component of your overall security strategy, starting with a portion of remediation and then building it out over time is a very common strategy.
Yeah, because if you can't yell enhance at the GigaFlow and get the packet capture data, you're not going to get the you're not going to catch a criminal, right?
That's right. Right. It's very difficult to know what actually transpired without knowing what transpired.
That's right. Packet data is the absolute source of truth.
But at the same time, you can use this has a security application. There's also that end user experience and general performance monitoring capability that's also essential.
Across the board. And that's why it's such a powerful tool for operations teams that are looking to converge not only their tool sets, but also their processes, right? Because it's one platform that brings together the concepts of user experience and security forensics.
So the Observer platform itself, it can be used for forensic data recording. I know this is a little bit off from what we're talking about today, which is the GigaFlow flow-based analysis tool that we've been talking about. But the key part about SecOps, a lot of times they want forensic data storage. And that's something that you're doing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And in fact, you know, the majority of our large accounts are using the technology both for performance and security, which is why this is such an exciting topic. And it's such an interesting shift that's happening in the market.
So can you set this up so that my network team, they may want to have their own particular dashboards and the security team may want a different set of dashboards, go in and get different sets of information? Do you have that kind of role-based access?
Absolutely. It's entirely customizable. But the key is that if you're operating off of the same data set with the same platform, you've got two disparate teams that have their own processes, but they're speaking a common language and they've got a common source of truth that they're leveraging.
Mm-hmm. Flow data is so hot right now. You know, insert appropriate me. I just, everybody's using flow data for that over. I haven't really thought about flow as being like the first level of to give you the landscape. And then when you dive in, you need to go down to something a bit more detailed. So I really appreciate you coming on talking today and sort of outlining that in a different way.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really an exciting shift that's happening in the market, and people are really starting to embrace this concept of a wide set of visibility and being able to drill down. Flow is a fantastic component of an overall technology, as are packets, as is log data and all the different pieces. So there's no one single element that's critical. A good security posture has it all.
Yeah. So Charles, if folks want to find out more, where would you direct them to?
The best place to go is to our website, viavisolutions.com/packet pushers. They can learn more about the technology. They can sign up for a protocol poster to be able to add some protocol art to their wall.
Some pizzazz.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't had a protocol poster in years. I should really want one.
Yeah, I've got one on my wall. I'm looking at it right now.
That sounds cool.
All right. So go check out viavisolutions.com/packet pushers. You can find out more about what's going on at Viavi. And we thank Viavi for being a sponsor. That wraps up this Tech Bite. You can find this and many more fine, free technical podcasts along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. You can follow us on Twitter at packetpushers, find us on LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, and rate us on iTunes. And last but not least, remember that too much technology would never be enough.